Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. I know. Settle down. I'm excited too. Ted's back. He's one of the top members of our brain trust. He's a veteran journalist, a former commodity trader. That means he has ice water in his veins. He's the author of two of my favorite books, and I mean this, folks, China Inc. Both of them watershed books, China Inc. and Shock of Gray, which is an awesome demographic work, and he is here to talk to us about a couple of really important things. Ted, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so very much. So glad to be here, and thanks for that great introduction.
it's just exactly how your family told me to say it, so you can thank them. So
thanks, Mom.
So yeah, exactly. Hey, Ted, I want you to, we're going to talk about some other things in a minute, but first I can't have you on the show without getting you to give us a little bit of a report on what's going on with our with the China in the world. There seems to be some new concerns over there about the coronavirus resurging, maybe even in Beijing. What do you think? What's going on?
Yeah, well, there was a very large market in Beijing, which became a kind of focus point for a contagion. I think last I checked, there were around 60 new coronavirus cases.
Is it the same? Is it the same one, or is it different? Because I mean, COVID-19, it has a 19 for a reason. It's one of them.
Yeah, it's a different. It's a, you know, the Beijing was not the center of the contagion
right before. Wuhan.
So this is a whole other part of the country, and it comes after China loosened some of the restrictions on people moving.
So do they think this is a different thing from what came out of Wuhan?
It's the same. It's just spreading. It's just spreading. But the numbers on the economy in China are picking up a little bit. You know, take that with a grain of salt, Jim, as
right.
you know.
Because they're liars, is what you mean.
Well, they're very seasoned propagandists, let's put it that way.
And folks, and let me say this, folks. We're not talking about Chinese. We're not talking about the China citizens. I've got friends there. So we're not talking about them. We're talking about the Communist Party that runs China. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, and, you know, they use information as an instrument of public policy. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
So it's malleable. But manufacturing seems to be ticking up. Employment seems to be ticking down. Their imports from the U.S., especially in the agricultural sector, are quite high right now. Which is a relief to U.S. farmers who have really borne the brunt of the trade restrictions.
They're going to continue to need this from other people, aren't they? Because, I mean, they've got their own problems. China is an environmental powder keg, isn't it? I mean, they're going to have to, if they're going to feed their people, they're going to have help from other people over time, aren't they?
They need help. They're also to get some of the relief they need. It's also stirring some geopolitical problems. For example, giant water projects in the south of the country will end up starving other countries to their south, like Vietnam.
They'll be sucking the water up. Water rights. Wars is the future of wars.
China also has a population that wants to have a better life, as they move up the income scale.
But the Communist Party is exacerbating that because of what they've done with Hong Kong, haven't they?
Well, you know, Hong Kong, that's a whole separate topic, which is almost too sad for me to talk about.
I know.
You know, I think Hong Kong is more a political story than an economic story in China. I think China can do very well without Hong Kong being the Hong Kong we all know. The world seems to go along with whatever the Chinese economy demands, because first of all, there's 1.3 or 1.6
right.
billion people there, and it's the source of global growth, and you know, people turn a blind eye.
Do you think, as we wrap up here, I want your assessment of this? Do you think we're now at a point where we can deal with China? We don't need to isolate China, but we do need to deal with them in a more rational and less naive way, and not a hopeful way. We can never believe that the Communist Party is going to act properly, but we can still deal with them if we know that, can't we?
Yeah, I think what we have to expect is that the Chinese Party needs grudging respect from us. We may not like what they do, but we have to be impressed by them as a learning organization that adapts to change, often in directions we would not cheer, but they happen anyway.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Ted. I've got to take a quick break. We come back, folks. We're going to talk about fiscal issues in our state, region, state, and local. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.